Good morning, John.
How you doing, Tim?
John, doing great.
Tim, I just bought a 1955 National home right up the road from you in Yellow Springs.
Okay.
And it's about 50 feet from the road, and it's made out of 2x3 studs, and I'm looking for a source of ideas in order to reduce, well, for first of all, to reduce sound coming into the house from cars from the road, and also to perhaps reinforce the front wall in some way, because when you close the door, the walls go like that. Sort of a 20-cycle resonant frequency thing going on there.
Man.
Somebody said, well, put a chair rail in on the inside, made out of thick oak on the inside, you know, drill into the studs from the inside right through the wall there. And I was, anyways, I'm looking for ideas.
Okay. We'll tackle the sound thing first. Typically the sound issue is related to air leakage.
Right.
Sound travels through air. If you're in a vacuum, there is no sound.
Right.
I mean, sound can be created, but you can't hear it, because it needs to go through air. So, we find in all the years that I was putting in replacement windows for people and things like that, they were always amazed that when they came home that day as to how quiet the house was. Because as we took out the old windows and put new ones in, we sealed up many of the air leaks.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I would do on your mission to make your house more soundproof is to start looking on the outside for as many air leaks as you can.
Mm-hmm.
If that means caulking around windows and doors, if that means going to the, this may sound crazy, but if you're thinking about redoing the interior trim, there's a possibility that they didn't insulate between the window jamb and the rough opening, you know, and there's all kinds of air leaking through there. There's just all these pathways for sound to get into the house.
Yeah.
As far as stiffening that one wall, or I don't care what chair rail you put up. I don't care what it's made out of. That's not going to make that wall stiffer. You know, so if you want to stiffen that wall up, what's the outside of the house made out of?
Well, it's got vinyl siding. I don't know what's under it.
Okay. Well, it just, you know, it could be OSB. Who knows what it, I mean, it wouldn't be OSB, but who cares? I would,
it's built on a slab.
Yeah. It's not going to be easy to stiffen that wall up. I mean, I'll just be as honest as possible. I can't, you know, I'm not a structural engineer, and I can't imagine. I mean, maybe if you skin that wall, we've done this before on the underside of trusses to make like a membrane or make like a giant beam. But if you were to go, and this is way too much work, I'm not saying to do this.
Yeah.
And first, I would never even experiment and do this. I would always get a solution from a structural engineer. But I would, there's a possibility that if you strip the interior drywall off and you covered the wall with a layer of like half-inch plywood that was glued and screwed to the studs, and then you covered that with drywall, that might help. Because what happens is that wall, like, is flexing because the 2x3s are like bowing, you know?
Yeah.
Like you said, like a drum, you know how they kind of move in and out?
Yeah.
Well, think about it. If you glue and screw giant sheets of wood to those stud faces, to make that wall bow in, you've got to stretch that plywood. Now, when was the last time you saw somebody successfully stretch a piece of plywood? See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's not good enough just to nail it. I mean, I've done specifications where we've had to glue and screw it, and I'm telling you, man, it stiffens it up. So that's a remote possibility that might work.
But what about perhaps sort of inlaying cross braces of hard oak or something flush in with the drywall from stud to stud at a cross angle?
Well, I don't think that's going to work for that method. Once again, I'm not a structural engineer, but when I think of the mechanics of that 2x3 bowing, you know, just like it was a floor joist and you're loading it.
Yeah.
I mean, those pieces of blocking are just going to move as well. I just don't see that happening.
I am going to put in a dividing wall near the door, coincidentally, which might help.
It'll only help in that one small area. It won't help across the
whole
wall.
And then I heard that I could put in a barium-loaded vinyl over the drywall on the offending wall in the front of the house, and then put another layer of drywall in front of that, and at least that would help reduce the sound that's coming through the wall after I've dealt with the doors and the windows.
Maybe, maybe not. Remember, I've got a column about sound and noise control on my website.
Oh,
and,
you do?
Oh, yeah, man. I've had it there for years. I actually got two of them. And you're going to find that that noise is not I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, I talk about it. If you build an 8-inch thick concrete wall, you're not going to get that vibration noise, because noise happens when something vibrates.
Yeah.
So if your wall is starting to vibrate because a big tractor trailer is going by, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if you've just got regular cars going by and just this road noise and it's leaking around the doors and windows, you could have five layers of drywall on the wall and it's still going to be noisy in the house.
Well, fortunately, they're not allowed to put semis on this road, so it's mostly just the sound of the tires.
Okay, but I'm just saying that you're going to find that most of that sound is, I just bet it's air leakage.
Air leakage, okay.
I bet you 90% of the sound is air leakage.
Well, you know, great.
In other words, cheap windows, poor weather stripping on the windows and doors, air leaking around the windows and doors, you know, just air leaking everywhere.
What about it seems like a cheap front door steel, a hollow front door wood framed inside, I think. What about a laminated glass storm door like a Larson in front of that?
Well, it may help a little bit there, just at that one spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can do that yourself. I mean, you can actually temporarily just put a piece of plywood over the door and caulk it or something if you just want to see air leakage.
Right.
You know, how much sound you're getting from air.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John, so you know the solutions, baby. It's not easy, but that's what you got to do. Call a structural engineer about that wall. It'll be the best $200-$300 you've ever spent.
Great. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
WGRR.